Good and dear friends, Merry Christmas. We celebrate this beautiful truth and mystery of God becoming one of us, taking on human flesh. God's plan from the beginning when Adam and Eve fell, he had put together his plan to redeem us. And he chose to come as one of us so that we could come to know God more profoundly. This is an awesome and great mystery and reality that God would do this for love of us. But it's not the only mystery that we celebrate. The mystery of Mary and God depending on one who would hear his plan and trusting him would give him permission for her to say yes to her role. And this is the theme that we should be hungering for and begging God for, that we would want to trust in where he's asking us to do things that seem difficult, that are unfathomable, that we don't know all the details, and make ourselves vulnerable to give him permission to have his way in our life. This grace in Mary that allowed her and helped her to say yes, because without her yes, we wouldn't be celebrating this feast of Christmas. We wouldn't be celebrating our salvation. It is something that we all know very well, but perhaps we don't ponder it often enough. The effect of a simple yes to something that is beyond our comprehension can change the world. In our families, a kind word instead of a criticism, a generous heart and gifting something that we know would make the other happy instead of like the kids wanting their toy, fighting about it. All of these little graces, these things that seem everyday, done with the love that God has for us, for their good, this is the mystery of God's goodness. He doesn't give what to us what makes him feel good or what he desires in the sense of our human way, but he gives with genuine love in a way that we can receive it. I know in some shows and perhaps in some of our own life, we've experienced gift givers that weren't really so generous. I think it was one of the Simpson episodes where Homer Simpson gets his wife a bowling ball for Christmas or for her birthday, and he had all the holes cut to the size of his fingers. This is how often we are. But God pulls out all the stops and only gives in a way that is most able for us to receive. And I think quite universally, the most easy person to love is a newborn baby who's helpless, who's completely dependent upon the good of others. Why didn't God appear as some army leader, some royal king? Because when we have all the earthly things, we're not real open to God. But the shepherds, the poor, those who are lacking, those who know that they are weak, they're desiring something more. That's why Jesus tells us to be rich makes it really hard to get to heaven. Because if we don't think we need anything, how are we going to be open? How are we going to enter into his plan? The Christmas mystery is that God finds the way for us to be able to understand his profound love and his desire of our hearts to be open, to receive, and then to share that love. And so how do we practice that? By getting gifts for one another. Hopefully we don't get gifts that we know that the other won't want and they'll give them to us and then we can use them. But we give them to them in the way that we know they will experience being loved. This is the Christmas gift, the heart of Christmas, the God who became one of us as a little baby so that we could encounter him, not be afraid. You notice whenever God does something big, like the angel Gabriel coming to Mary, after the greeting and the response that's described in the person, the human person, the angel or the one that is speaking to them says, "Do not be afraid." God is coming to give you something, and not just some little thing. He's coming to give you himself. And he wants us to have a heart like Mary's so that he may be born in us. And every Christmas is about preparing, the Advent's about preparing to really experience that new birth of the life of God in us. So how many of you have seen or heard the slogan? I suspect you have all heard it because our brother knights have been very diligent in getting the message out. Keep Christ in Christmas, right? That it's not just about business. But we might suggest to them to add a second part because Christ is the center of Christmas. But how does that go on throughout the year? By going to Mass. Christ Mass. Christmas. Without Christ, there's no Mass. Without the Mass, Christ is not present to us. Every Mass is a Christmas where God wants to be born in our hearts again. So on this day where we celebrate that birth, that first coming, our redemption arrives as one of us. He wants our hearts to remain open so that he may continually be born anew in us so that we can love him, we can receive his love, and we can share it with one another. Brothers and sisters, let us rejoice in this great love of God, this humble way of entering into our existence in a way that we can, our hearts can be open to receive him as a little baby and as a very simple, humble way of giving himself to us in a small piece of bread where he gives us his life. Let us open our hearts. Let us be desirous of saying yes to his want to enter into our lives, into our families, into our broken world, to bring new life and love to each of us.